ultimately a representation across a number of counties covering the constituency in Midlands Northwest. It was a fantastic engagement. First for me, I've met individually and I've met the director, David Minton, several occasions, but it was a very constructive meeting where I heard from the voices of councillors from right across the political landscape, which I think is incredibly important when we talk about representation and making sure we're all singing from the same hymn sheet. For what was brought forward was around various issues, ending disparity in Ireland, particularly in rural Ireland, when we look at funding from Irish government-led as well as EU, how to work together in terms of growing our businesses and our tourism, particularly from representation in Mayo and Donegal. One area for opportunity that was shared from as I mentioned, Director David Minton, as well as multiple other councillors present, was around gaming and esports. And my team here at an EU level is doing an awful lot of work to make sure when we look at the next opportunity for Ireland Inc. to grow and develop business opportunities in, gaming is certainly one. We're good storytellers. We have, in many pockets around the country, good connection to digitization. We're really growing the idea around remote work or those working from a locationless point, and that can only be a benefit to rural Ireland, I believe. And as well as many things that I've spoken to Highland Radio about before, mental health and the fact that mental health feels like it's a neglected child of the healthcare system. That just goes to show a small portion of what was discussed. We even linked on to the rising problem of drug use in our rural communities and the fact that we need more police supports, community guards, and better communication and conversation at a rural level in making sure our young people are growing up in an area that's safe.
And that disparity in rural areas that you talked about is felt particularly here in Donegal, and it feeds into all those issues in relation to the lack of Gardaí here and the health system, particularly here in Donegal, where people have to travel so far to attend, say, the acute hospital.
Yes, and then when you look at the, I mean, to those points, when you look at the infrastructure deficits community groups in Donegal are facing and other most west periphery of our European Union. So you talk about lack of access to motorway, a conversation I've had with the with constituents in Donegal multiple times before was the fact that there was no rail line and no connectivity there. And then from a broadband perspective, even when we look at the world of telehealth, so that patients can connect remotely to speak to specialists based in Dublin or Galway or Limerick or Cork versus having to travel extensive lengths. There's survey pending areas and there's areas of no connectivity when you look at the national broadband current plan in place. And that creates a serious issue. Other factors and figures that were shared on the day on Friday in Roscommon was when you looked at the EU regions as a whole in terms of investment. The North and Western region ranked 113th, but when you compared us to other areas in Ireland, the Midland region ranked 24th, the Southern region ranked 90th, sorry. So you can tell we're very much down on that scale there. And then we're a region in transition across infrastructure, innovation capabilities, market size and business areas. There are so many success stories I don't want to take from that, but there are certain ways that the government and the EU can and need to make sure they're investing in these infrastructure pieces to make sure those that are living in any community, in particular those in Donegal and the Northwest areas, that they're not being discriminated against, that they are growing and fulfilling their dreams of wanting to live in rural Ireland while also not being discriminated against, and the disparity that we and our community members feel and that I hear often.